don't want women. If he does, he don't want nothing about that. He just wants you to use your mouth altogether.
Okay.
He said that's what Aquarius called.
Huh.
Well, there's one moved in the house with us. That's how come him to tell me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, is he rent? We rent a room or something?
Yeah. We had a big house, and the old fella died.
Yeah.
And his daughter told me if I wanted to rent the side I had, it had two kitchens in it.
Mm.
But we had to use the same bath. And so I rented it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd have a bunch of young people in there, and they'd stay till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Huh.
Big girls and men.
Huh.
And my husband said that's what he was.
Huh.
He was a queer.
Lovely.
That's all I know. I just know what he is in. That he'd been around the world.
Yeah.
That last man I'd married.
Yeah, tell me about him.
Riley.
Yeah. Tell me about him.
Well, he was as good to me as he could be sometime, only when I went to church. If I'd go to church and Sunday school on Sunday morning, and happens that my daughter's keeper would bring me back. We lived on Street that time.
Yeah.
And then we lived here. I come here one day and he had me locked out.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And he wasn't even here. Gone down to Nigger Town to get him some whiskey. He did come in. Right after he went back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a stroke for about 2 years. But he was having nurses to write to me all the time.
Hmm.
But I was divorced from him.
Yeah.
I divorced from him a long time before he... Well, that gal's been to... She's out there now, I can tell you. She's been to Contreras, black. Gal is gonna run me crazy.
Mm. That's
okay. I hate to change the subject, but it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's okay.
And she put that dog up there yesterday, and I went out and spanked it. And she went out there and pet that dog.
Oh. So now he'll bark some more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she come running out there when I spanked it.
Oh.
I'm barking. Hmm. And I said, well, Mary, I ain't gonna kill him.
Yeah.
I said, after all, he was give to me.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday, some woman come here with a seer.
Yeah.
And then said, I want to know how you would feel if you would be sitting there in your own house and somebody come in and talk to her and said, come on, Mary, let's go get a coat. And never said, Miss, would you like to go with
us? Oh, yeah.
Boy, that made me feel bad. She said she wouldn't have had any feeling bad at all.
Huh.
But now, honey, I did. I told her I was still human.
Yeah, that made me feel bad, too.
She said it wouldn't have bothered her.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe she's used to it or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it was the Christian Science people. I don't know whether you go for them or not. Them
no.
Are Jehovah Witnesses. I think that's what it was, one of those Jehovah Witness women.
Does she go to that church?
She's going in the morning. She gave me to understand this morning she was going. If it's any of my business, me say something about it.
Huh.
I said, I don't give a damn, first time ever said anything like that in my life. I said, I don't give a damn where you're going, who you go with.
She never gone before, is that it?
She hadn't went with them.
Oh.
But she'd been telling me she was going to church with me all the time. See, she went with me and my son one Sunday night over to our church.
Oh, I see.
And she really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go again. Honey, I can't go nowhere because she won't want to go with me.
Oh.
That's what's got me all withered up in the knot, and all my kids think so much of her.
Mm-hmm.
They blame Mama for it.
Oh. Well.
Mama, you just got to put up with it. So now, Mama, you're old. Well, I told her last night, I may have to put up with it, but I said, I'd rather be dead than gone.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can get somebody else sometime.